You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we got a couple of regulars now. We got Craig Olpatch. I always pronounce his name wrong, but I know he's the VP of Sales for Magnum Energy. He's got 25 years of experience. We're going to talk about LED lighting and how it adds value to your building. We also have Cindy Blumenfeld, the famous hottie from ETS. ETS marries the science of engineering with the principles of tax and accounting to arrive at financial solutions that result in increased cash flow, minimize tax service. My goodness, what they do is they help you build value in your building. Hey, Craig, welcome back, bro.
Great to be here, Jim, from snowy Cleveland, Ohio.
Yeah, well, you know, Cleveland, it's snowy now, but boy, is it going to be raining crap in a few months when the Republicans get there. We don't do politics,
right.
But I think I gave a little bit of my view on the whole grant. And Cindy, welcome back. She's going to give me another fist bump. Cindy, hey, how's it going?
Going great. Thanks for having me again.
Oh, my gosh. This is just awesome. Now I know, Craig, that our topic today is saving money with LED lighting. All I know from LED lighting is it makes me go blind when I drive by. So LED lighting, how is that helping folks save money as you guys help them move from incandescent to the modern world?
Well, I mean, it's incandescent, it's fluorescent, but Jim, the quality and the price of LED lighting has significantly, well, on the quality side, has significantly improved, and then on the cost continues to come down as volume increases. It's just a reality that we live in. It you're probably looking at anywhere between a 60 to 75% advantage in terms of the energy consumption off of LEDs. And, of course, what we do then ultimately is put controls behind that where we can dim and put them on timers and really, really reduce the amount of consumption. So we get the advantage of the LEDs on one end and then putting additional controls in order to really maximize the energy savings.
You know, I thought of you and Dom when I checked into my hotel room when I was at the UF conference last week. Don't think anything wrong, because when I walked in, the AC was on like 65 degrees and there was water outside on the window. So I was thinking of you guys. Now, I know, Cindy, that ETS teams up with Magnum. You do a whole bunch of things. Tell me how ETS can help people bring profits to the bottom line.
Right. Well, what we do is we partner up to maximize the tax incentives, tax credits, tax deductions, to be able to bring the ROI, utility incentives.
Yeah, you know, you're afraid of the microphone. Don't get afraid. Dave's back there. He's going to make sure it's all going to turn out okay. Now, Craig, going back to it. Now, I've got a building. I know that it's got all kinds of old lights because I just bought it for a really steep price from Fabio Fairman from Fortune. He sold me this great deal in Little Havana. Now I want to switch out the lights. What's my next step?
In terms of our perspective, you would get a lighting retrofit company in there, and they would do a site survey initially. Always, if you could team up with engineering tax services and look at the advantages of doing lighting controls and also retrofits and potential rebates, really to really improve the ROI. But you get them in there, they do an audit, and they'll actually, these companies who do that type of work will give you an ROI. So we like to get them in there, and then we come in on the back end with the control. So the ability to do light harvesting, which is using the natural light, let's say you have a big lobby with a lot of natural light or outside windows in office complex, where we can actually use the outdoor lighting and marry it up and actually dim the lighting inside to keep the value the same, the light value the same, but not using as much of the power or the light inside the offices. So there's a lot we can do on the control side, but that's generally the process, is get people in there that understand changing out LEDs and light fixtures, and then coming in and really looking to improve the overall performance of the building, not just on the lighting side. Lighting is certainly a big deal. Come in there with the controls on the lighting, but also look at your HVAC loads and really try to compile a real solution to tackle all the energy consumption within a building.
You know, Craig, we own like millions of square feet of office back in my day job. And so I know that Don was sitting and talking with our partner at the UF Real Estate Conference. So I know that this is not only something that's real, it's something that people are really interested in. Now, Cindy, you tell me a little bit about now. We've got the building. We bought it. We were retrofitting it with a bunch of energy-saving stuff, and we're replacing equipment. That's important, right?
Absolutely.
So tell me a little bit about what you can do with for me when I'm replacing my assistant of my equipment and how you help build the bottom line.
All right. Well, we take a deep, like an x-ray look of that building and all of the tax incentives for it. So first of all, you have opportunity for, on a retrofit, anything you're throwing out in the dumpster, we get to write that off of your net books. Anything that's being installed, we need to see what incentives are there. And between 179D and new repair and maintenance, tangible property regulations, there's a lot of opportunity to be able to write off major parts of these expenditures.
So, for instance, if somebody's building hotels or building condo hotels, things like that, you can help them save money and bring more money to the bottom line for, my gosh, these got Related's building hotels right now, my goodness. So that you can add value to that, no?
We have, yes. We work closely together. You know, we work on a lot of hotels and auto dealerships and multifamily housing and NFL stadiums.
Yeah, I know. You've got all these great things. I love the NFL stadium part because it gets me into all the good ball games. JP gets, I guess you go to the Dolphin games occasionally, don't you, JP? Yeah. David goes to, we all love the Dolphin games. AC, do you love the Dolphin games? I love a man
you
who
know
knows
it.
Where his button is. Yeah, AC, you know, the thing hasn't moved in the 5 years you've worked here, but you still can't find it. Now, we've only got 3 minutes left. Craig, I'm going back to you. It's snowy. It's nasty. You're in Cleveland. By the way, next month, you're on again the first week of the month. Why don't you come down and do it live? We'll bring in Cindy. You're going to love Cindy.
I'm actually going to be down the last week of March or maybe the first week in April.
Then you're going to be here for the make sure
of,
you're here.
It'll be a lot of fun to come in studio.
My gosh, we're going to have the best time. We'll bring in Big D. We'll have like a whole blowout. Julio will come down. Cindy will come down. Now, tell us the one thing that I know about Magnum. Tell me where your products are made.
Our products are made in the USA, and it's a broad and very deep product mix of energy management devices that are wireless. And even our sensors are batteryless and wireless. So when you talk about two true green technologies, any other competing wireless automation systems that have sensors, temperature sensors, occupancy sensors, door sensors, et cetera, they have to have batteries installed. We use just the ambient light in the room and solar cells, so we take a complete look of being completely green, and we really take the maintenance aspect out of having to change those batteries and end devices. So we're very innovative in that regard and extremely sustainable and green.
The heck with that. You're what's making America great. We don't do politics on this show, but my goodness, Ohio, boy, oh boy, you're just building jobs there. It's awesome. We've only got a minute left, so give me a couple seconds on how people can learn more about Magnum because I give the last word to Cindy because you got the first.
All right. You can reach me or our company at Magnum Energy Solutions. My name's Craig Opalich, and my email is c.opalich, O-P-A-L-I-C-H, at Magnum Energy Solutions, or just get on the website, which is www.magnumenergysolutions.com.
Great, Craig. Cindy, last word, go slow. We got Jets fans listening.
All right. You can contact me at either my email, which is C for Cindy, Blumenfeld, B-L-U-M-E-N-F-E-L-D, at engineeredtaxservices.com. Of course, our website is engineeredtaxservices.com. Be sure to ask for me or call me direct, 954-439-1671.
Give the number again, Cindy.
954-439-1671.
You know, the smile, you can hear it in the voice, but it's like I need my sunglasses here. Cindy, give me a fist bump. Oh, what a great segment.